You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. This is a special episode 50 of the podcast, and we teased it that we have a special guest.
Well, we teased it, and then you kind of let the cat
out
of the
bag. That's true, I did, didn't I? Yeah. So,
It's going to be a secret. Mm-hmm. A great unveiling of the guest.
Yeah, the whole world waiting with bated breath.
But then in the last 2 minutes of the last episode, you just totally dropped it.
And it is John Meadows. So
what's up? I couldn't wait any longer. Yeah. I had to get it out and say that I was here. Let everyone hear my voice.
So how are you doing today, John?
I'm doing great. Yeah. As you can see, I'm currently drinking a warm cup of coffee. I believe it's like less than 15 degrees outside.
It's chilly.
So it is chilly. Mm. Yeah. But I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
In the Lower Road Radio Studios.
This your first time in Lower Road Radio Studios?
This is my first time in the studio.
Right.
I gotcha.
But not my first time in Marion.
Right. No, not at all.
I've been here several times.
Right.
Several.
A handful of times, at least.
So John texted me yesterday. Now, there's so many things to talk about before we get to the great LeBron debate, which we are going to do.
And you need to set that up.
And I have a whole way that we're going to set it up. before we get to the LeBron debate, there's lots of stuff to talk about. So John texted me yesterday, and you know, obviously it's not a secret. Jason's on one side of the LeBron debate, and John's on the other.
Right.
And so that's where that sits. But John texted me, and he said he's just going to spend the night in Marion, you know, which I take as gamesmanship, you know. Like, I view it as, like, if you've got a big game, like, if you're the Bulls and you're going to go play, you know, the Atlanta Hawks, and you feel like this could be a good game, you want to spend the night in Atlanta before. Just kind of get used to your surroundings, you know, get a feel for the land.
I definitely needed to get a little acclimated.
Right.
To the just the general area. I knew that I was walking into an away game.
Uh-huh.
This is an away game for me.
For sure.
And I needed to be mentally prepared. I needed to get a good night's sleep and just wake up ready to go. So I think I did that. I mean, we'll see. We'll let the listeners sort of dictate whether or not they think my hotel stay was worthless or not.
But yeah.
Well, I'm just glad that you're actually facing away from the windows, that you don't see the homeless people walking by. Because it becomes very distracting.
It does become distracting.
Like the other day, I saw a guy pushing a shopping cart
just
right across in front of Library Studios right here.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Well, so. And on the other side of that, I have to look at you guys.
Yeah.
So that's not, also distracting.
Not a treat. Not a big difference between us and homeless people.
We technically have a home.
Yeah.
We act and sound just like homeless people.
But if you put us on like a, you know, what's the thing? Like a criminal when they...
A lineup?
Yeah, if you put us on a lineup.
Well, here's the thing. If we went outside and just sat on a bench, like waiting for a ride, like for a bus or something, people would think you're homeless.
You more than me. Your beard...
My beard's a little scruffy. A
little bit.
No, I wore my nice jacket today.
Unkempt your beard.
I have an old jacket, like my flannel jacket
right.
thing.
Yeah.
I like wearing that.
Yeah.
But... I definitely look like a homeless guy.
Well, I just view John walking into the hotel like you know when you see like the away guys like walking into the stadium.
He's and they like dressed
have,
like, up.
The hat's on. He's dressed up. He's got like
shirt and ties,
the Beats headphones on, and he's like, you know, like pushing away cameras that aren't there. You know what I mean? like the people at the hotel are trying to help him out, and he's like, no, bro, man, I gotta focus, and nobody knows like what he's talking about. You know, so that's how I view it.
I also walked in and immediately put the do not disturb.
I said,
I gotta, don't anyone even approach me. I need this. I need my time alone. Which, by the way, in the hotel last night, I created a very beautiful, in my opinion, document that I'll use on the argument for today.
I'm very excited about that. So I told you, I had some plans that fell through last night. So I said, come over for dinner. So you came over to the Owings Homestead last night for dinner. My wife made chicken and mashed potatoes and corn.
Mm. Which, and Eric, I know that you don't listen to this.
Not
it was
at all.
It was delicious.
It really was.
It really was.
Yeah.
It was a great meal.
Really
Thank
good.
You for that.
And then John and I played maybe 7 games of FIFA afterwards.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Now, against each other on the same
against
team?
Each other. Okay. Technically, I won one of them, but it was in penalty shots, so it didn't feel like a win, you know. The other one I should have won, I think, because I hit the crossbar
twice.
And
you play FIFA often.
No, I've recently just started playing, because when we got the Xbox One, we got FIFA for Levi, because he likes soccer.
Yeah.
But all Levi plays Minecraft and Star Wars Battlefront. Basically, that's the only two games he plays. He is really good at Star Wars Battlefront. Like, it's like really almost embarrassing as a father how good my son is at that game.
Yeah.
And so, but recently he and I have been staying up every night and playing FIFA. Not every night, but, you know, here and there. So
on the scale, do you beat him?
Levi, he beat you? We play on the same team because that's what he likes to do. So, so we beat up on the lower competition. Like, you know, like John and I last night, we started off playing with U.S. Teams for the U.S.
Like the Columbus
MLS.
Crew.
The MLS.
Yeah. And I was the Columbus Crew.
He was the Columbus Crew. I was the New York Red Bulls to start off. And he beat me. And then I switched my team to the Seattle Sounders.
He blamed it on the team every time. He's like, oh, no, let's switch teams. Let's switch teams.
So then I was the Seattle Sounders, and that's the one I won in penalty kicks.
Correct.
And I almost won in regular time because I hit the top crossbar. It hit the bottom of it and bounced down and then out.
This is fascinating podcast stuff. You're breaking down video games that you and John played last night.
So it
hit the crossbar. This is not real life. It's a video game.
It felt like real life.
Okay. Well, it was real life you played.
And then we kept on amping up. Yeah. We kept on going to higher and higher leagues until by the end.
English Premier.
Yeah, and by the end we're playing El Clasico, which, if you know, it's Real Madrid against Barcelona. The best two teams almost maybe in the world.
And I won 4-1.
Yeah, he dominated.
No Man U?
I think we played a lot. He might have been Man U once.
See, aren't you proud that I know a team? Manchester United?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Do you know what city that's in?
Manchester.
Okay.
Honestly, I've discovered a lot of names of the teams based on Streak for the Cash.
Oh, right.
Because
which I definitely want to talk about that as well.
Yeah.
So, and to wrap up the FIFA to wrap up the FIFA discussion, Levi and I, it's John was the first time I had good competition, because what we'll do is we'll be Barcelona, but we'll play the Columbus Crew, you know, and just dominate them. Yeah. Because we discovered last night the speed is much higher for the
So teams. Would you equate that to, like, an NFL team playing a college team?
Yeah.
Is it that big of a difference?
For sure. I mean, almost
is
immediately.
Is it worse? Is it NFL high school?
No, probably not that level. Because, I mean, in their overall rankings, I think even the top-tier teams are in the 90, like, low 90s.
Okay, so can the best MLS team beat the worst English Premier team? Like, not in video game life, in real life.
I'm not qualified to answer
in
that.
In the Premier League, I think if they played, the question
like
is,
a series.
If they played a series, they would lose. If they played 10 times, the MLS team might win once.
So it's
because
a big, it's a
soccer huge, is weird, you know, but you know, so sometimes you could do it. But like Barcelona, if they were trying, they would never lose they would win 10-0, you know, against pretty much everybody.
Is there?
And I would have won 10-0 last night, but Dan actually pulled me aside and said, "Listen, my kids are watching.
Yeah.
Can you back off a little bit?
Don't embarrass me."
They were watching, and they were like, "He's way better than you." And I wanted to be like, "John, hey, bud, Johnny, come over here. Can I talk to you in my room for a second?" And John's like, "Oh, okay," you know. And he walks over, and then all of a sudden, I start like poking him in the chest, like, you know, like, "This is my house. You know, these are my. Now, I know you don't have kids, and you don't know what this is about, but this is embarrassing. You're embarrassing me. You know, they're never going to look at me the same.
I invited you over to my house."
Yeah.
At one point when we were playing, he went up 1-0, and my frustration took over, and I had to drop down and do push-ups to sort of regain my composure. But
which was intimidating, because I can't even do one push-up.
And at that time, Levi had stepped out of the room, and it was almost, I could see Dan wanting to be like, Levi, can you come back in here, and just real quick, look at the score.
Bring me a Coke. Oh, look at that, I'm winning.
Shucks, huh? Did you see that, bud?
That's weird.
Your old dad's beating the beating Johnny, huh? You know, and then I start just making John look bad, you know, and yeah. So that was last night. We had a lot of fun. We were, you know, doing that maybe until 10 o'clock at night, and then John put on a pot of coffee at the Holiday Inn Express and stayed up late working on
a spreadsheet,
pounding out the spreadsheet on a typewriter for some reason. So so that happened. So we still have other stuff to talk about. Streak for the Cash. Okay. You mentioned it. Okay. So that's something that a friend of mine told me about.
We picked up another listener, or another Adam the Male Nurse is now on.
Oh, and Adam the, yeah, Adam the Male Nurse is on, and I think he's got a, like a 4-game losing streak. I can tell you for sure, but it's not good.
What's going to change by time?
Yeah, by the time this episode drops, who knows? Yeah, he's got his L4 is where Adam's
he's at. Actually at the bottom.
Yeah, that has to be bugging
Adam. It's even worse, you know, when you put his name on there. Because it's Adam the Male Nurse.
Adam the Male Nurse.
Is losing.
Like, yeah, of course he doesn't know about sports.
He's a male nurse.
Yeah.
I like to see that Dan is currently winning with the 6-game
streak. I feel very good about that. I've been picking, like, weird picks. You know, like, in the second half, you know, will LeBron be the highest rebounder? You
probably.
Know, like, random things.
Probably.
Like, he will. Like, will there be a free throw made in the final 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's a total coin flip.
Yeah.
Like, right now, the pick I have that's going to happen tonight is the Lakers and the 76ers. Will either team outscore the other by 5-plus points in the third quarter?
So one team, yeah, that's a for sure.
Yeah, so I said yes. To me, that seemed like a lock.
That's a lock.
Yeah. Like, one team's going to be 5 points
better.
What
are the two teams?
The 76ers and the Lakers. So they're evenly bad. Neither team is.
The Lakers aren't bad. They're young.
The Lakers, their record isn't great.
They're young.
They're young.
New coach.
But there's a good chance one of those teams. So I feel pretty good about that pick. I feel I'm probably going to quit once I get to double digits because that'll be my life goals realized. So, John, what's been your experience with ESPN and Streak of the Cash?
Terrible. Just I lose sleep over it. Mm-hmm. When you
literally,
guys first, literally, yeah. There are times that when I will make a pick and second guess myself to the point of I'm laying in bed going, I don't know. They're playing away. I'll pick, you know, obviously I don't hide the fact that I'm a Cavaliers fan. I'm just in general a Cavs fan. I like the Columbus Crew, the Blue Jackets. I follow college football quite a bit. Not so much anything outside of the spectrum for sports there. But I will make a pick and be laying in bed. Mm. Running through all the scenarios in my head, thinking, you know, let's just say hypothetically, the Cavs are playing the Hawks, and right. They're playing in Atlanta, to use our earlier scenario. And I start thinking to myself, like, man, the Hawks are really good at home. And I start second-guessing myself, and before I know it, an hour and a half has passed, and I'm still laying there contemplating whether or not I made the right decision. And my wife has gotten on to me several times because we'll be sitting there watching something, and I've made a pick that it's not something I'm watching, and I'll hear the alarm, the ever, the noise. And I'll run over and I'll check it, and she always knows if it's good or bad, because immediately it goes. Our life goes into slow motion. I drop the phone, my head falls, and it's. I wish you would step back from that little
Is it a different sound?
I wish it was. No, it's the same sound.
Yeah. I wish it was a different sound.
I wish it was a higher pitch if you want. Or,
Yeah, right.
Ugh.
Because then you wouldn't even look at it. You could just let it be, but just that like, I'm picking up my phone. Because
you know you're going to win.
Like, usually what I'll do is, like, when it makes a sound, like, Eric and I will be watching a movie or whatever, you know, make the sound, you know, and then I'll just, like, immediately go, oh, crap. Like, I haven't even looked at it. You know, I just know. I can just tell by my phone. But lately, I'm on a 6-game winning streak, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
I'm surprised. My wife is actually decent at ESPN Streak for the Cash.
Yeah, well, Erica...
She's pretty patient, though. Like, for me, I'm just picking stuff left and right, because I'm trying to get a huge winning streak.
I'm using your charger here, John.
That's fine.
Okay. Erica was really annoying. I'm way away from the microphone. This is unprofessional. But my phone was about ready to die.
Why didn't you charge it yesterday?
Well, John distracted me with his FIFA. So, Erica started the game too, and she was really annoying because she knows less than nothing about sports.
Yeah.
And she would just say like she'd say something like, "I think I'll just pray about it." And she won 8 in a row, you know. So it was super annoying.
But then she hasn't played since.
No, since she lost she got an 8-game winning streak, lost, and now she's done with it.
So her overall record, though,
very good,
8-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pretty
very
good.
Very good. Very good. So,
did you ever send Luke the jersey?
It's still in my car.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Luke. And Luke did message the show, and he's like, I don't want it. You know, basically.
No, we're still sending it to him.
No, I mean,
it's still going.
Luke, you're getting it. Yeah. I mean, we're going to send it to you.
I don't want it.
No, you don't understand the rules of the game. Yeah. You agree to play ESPN Streak for the cash. Yeah. You agree to sign up under Lower Road Radio Group.
Right.
And you win. We're going to send you a crappy piece of clothing from Goodwill.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. So
if you don't like it, join another group.
So
he obviously did not read the disclaimer when he joined the group.
It's happening. Yeah. So I haven't sent it yet.
He should just be happy he has a little girl that little girl, like Cleveland Brown cheerleader outfit would fit.
So my daughter said that in her Christmas musical, they've been working, and they literally changed the words to All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Yeah.
Is to All I Want for Christmas is
The Browns to Win.
The Browns to Win.
Yeah.
And that's what they sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Well, I picked up all the kids from school yesterday, and they were singing that in the van.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
All I Want for Christmas is the Browns to win. A lot of disappointed kids, though, that's what's going to be.
Because it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. They're not good at football.
They're going to be 0-16.
Mm-hmm.
The second team ever behind the Detroit Lions to not win a game.
Yeah.
Do you think it's harder? Well, I guess it's, I don't know.
Well, John is proving this. I know what you're going
to
say. Like,
is it harder to lose every game? But the problem, if you wanted to lose every game, you could on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well,
in the NFL, you can't lose on purpose ESPN Streak for the cash.
I tried.
You tried.
It didn't work.
Yeah. No, because...
You accidentally won.
I accidentally won. And that was not as frustrating because it's like, oh, I won. But I was trying to go the opposite and have a double-digit losing streak.
Well, you sent me a picture. There was a screenshot. There was a hockey game that literally had 100% of the people had picked one and 0% had picked the other. And he sent me the picture, and then, I don't know, like 3 hours later, like ... and they lost.
That's funny.
So, yeah. You just never know.
I wish ESPN Streak for the Cash gave away, you know, a prize for the most wins and the most losses.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun, because I think people...
That would be fun.
People would try to go both ways on it.
Yeah.
You know.
And it is just... If you're talking about a streak, it might be easier to compile a bunch of losses than a bunch of wins, but it's just as hard to create a streak either way.
Well, here's the thing. If you're trying to lose on purpose, by default, you're saying the opposite would win on purpose.
Yeah.
Because you're picking the most likely loss, which would equate to the most likely win had you picked the other one.
Right.
So it's basically the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's deep.
It just feels different when you hit the button, though. It's like, you know, when you're going to say, oh, yeah, you know, the Clippers are going to beat the, you know, what's the worst NBA team right now? Not Memphis.
76ers.
76ers, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, the Clippers are going to beat the 76ers, and then the 76ers win. It's like, son of a gun.
I did, I was pretty proud the other day, because Russell Westbrook had the 8 triple-doubles in a row, and then he didn't get one. And then the next game, one of the options was, will Westbrook get a triple-double? And I said no, because I was like, his streak is over, so he's not going to push for it, you know. So, but although he's averaging a triple-double this year, which is nuts.
That is nuts.
Like, to average a triple-double.
It's incredible.
The NBA season's a third of the way over.
Yeah, it's a real thing. When you talk about like sample size, all that stuff, that's enough sample size to say he's killing it.
So if he can finish, he doesn't have to carry that through the postseason.
No.
To have that honor of going through the entire...
Oscar Robertson was the last one to do it.
But he did it in the regular season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'd heard that stat. Oscar Robertson averaged a triple-double. Yeah. And I was always like, that's...
Like no, 80 years ago.
Yeah. That was like... That could never happen today.
Yeah.
You know, that's when, like, guys had summer jobs, you know,
and
it was just a totally different thing. But Russell Westbrook could do it this year, which is crazy.
The list of players that has the most triple-doubles, if you had to guess what the – and maybe you guys already know the statistic. If you had to guess the number of triple-doubles that the number one leader in the NBA all-time has. Yeah. And this is probably just regular season triple-doubles.
I would guess that it's Wilt Chamberlain.
It's Oscar Robertson with 181.
Wow.
181 lifetime triple-doubles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson, 138. Jason Kidd, 107. Wilt Chamberlain, 78. Russell Westbrook, number 6, with 49.
Wow. And he's got a long way to go.
LeBron James with 45.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just going to say. Where's LeBron James on that list?
He's way ahead of Michael Jordan. LeBron has 45 in the regular season.
Let's just not worry about numbers.
Oh, okay.
All right. Those are just numbers.
So we are going to get to the LeBron debate. You know, I just wanted to make sure, the people who listen to Lower Road Radio, they know that you're John Meadows.
True.
That's all they
are. Our only guest, friend of the show, that doesn't have a nickname.
Right. That's true. You're the only person. We also, I know it's a lot of pressure.
Are you proud of that or no? Do you want a nickname?
I've always been, people have always said to me that John Meadows is one of those names where it's like you can't really just say John. Right. It's like John Meadows just goes together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I'm proud of it, but I'm not offended that I don't have a nickname.
Okay.
I mean, we could call you like Johnny Podcast.
Well, I don't know about that, but Johnny...
Johnny, like Johnny Football.
Johnny Meadows is like, is got, because that's your Lower Road Radio, your ESPN Streak for the Cash handle.
Yeah.
So we could go Johnny Meadows.
Yeah.
And I think most of the time when you refer to me on the podcast, you say Johnny Meadows.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that.
If you're new to the show, you have to understand that last NBA season when it was Curry and LeBron, and we went back and forth on that a lot.
Yes.
Dan and I did. Mm. So, John's listening to the show, and we would get random texts, or Dan would, because I don't know John in real life, but Dan would get random texts of, like, John just getting, like, completely hacked off,
right?
Gripping the steering wheel really tight when he's driving down the road, just listening to me bash LeBron.
Yeah.
For no reason other than I dislike him.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're gonna get into it.
Okay, you got more stuff lined up?
No, I just wanted John just to give
sponsor
just
of the show, Coca-Cola, hold on. There we go. I don't know if that came through, but that was weak.
It was weak. I just want to give John a minute to say a little just something about yourself, where you're from.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys have been listening to the podcast, then you may know this already, but I am from West Virginia. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised there up until about 3 years ago. I lived there, and then I moved to Columbus, Ohio. I am an avid sports fan, pretty much... have been since early college, regardless of whether or not it's football, basketball, or hockey.
So you weren't as a little kid?
Not really. I mean, when I was growing up, I have an older brother who's 6 years older than me who wasn't really into sports. I vaguely remember watching him play basketball like one time on a team. So growing up, I never really...
You weren't around it.
I wasn't around it. So I got into it once we started playing NCAA football on PlayStation 2, maybe, in college. And then that opened up just the floodgates for me to start appreciating all the other sports out there.
And our dad, very big sports fan. Your dad, Civil War reenactor.
And Candy Crush enthusiast.
Well,
and I'll brag on my dad a little bit in this regard, and I'm not... lying
the best
when I
Candy
say
Crush
this.
Person ever.
He is literally waiting for Candy Crush to make levels. Yeah. He is so far along in the game.
Out.
He's maxed out. Mm. He gets to a point where he literally has to wait for the creators to release more levels.
Wow. Yeah.
So he is,
that's
in
impressive.
The world, he's the furthest player
they
in
should,
Candy
like,
Crush.
Hire him to test out their new levels.
He
know?
Would probably love that.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And he, your dad, I want to get this correct, he's been maybe like on the History Channel?
He has. So if you go to, I believe his website is CivilWarGeneral.com. My dad looks exactly like Ulysses S. Grant. So he has been to, he's traveled all over the country to portray.
Wait, I'm going to look it up. What is it?
I think it's CivilWarGeneral.com. His name's Barry Meadows. He is a great guy. Yeah, it's CivilWarGeneral.com. He looks just like Ulysses S. Grant. The photo on his website, not super flattering. His eyes are closed. Way to go, Dad. But he has been, he goes to Mississippi for this, like, month-long riverboat trip that he does. And he has been to Gettysburg and all these other different places, but... What Dan was mentioning is he's been on the History Channel, and when they have the historians talking about everything, and they in the sepia color afterwards, they show what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has been when they're talking about Grant or a battle that Grant was in, my dad multiple times has been called in to be the person that plays Grant. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I remember the very first time it happened, I was in high school, and I wrestled in high school. I was I wrestled from the time I was fourth grade until I was a senior. We were at a, I don't remember where I was at, but I was at a an away wrestling tournament, mm-hmm. and my dad was going to be on the History Channel that night for like the first time.
Wow.
So I freaked out, yeah. and like I had a bunch of my friends on the wrestling team were in the room waiting for it, which doesn't sound super exciting.
So your whole wrestling team is sitting around a History Channel TV.
waiting for this to happen. Yeah.
The other team is listening to AC/DC.
Yeah,
you
getting
know.
Pumped up. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
You're listening to it. Well, the year was 1782.
Yeah! Yeah, it was! You better believe it was!
Right. So,
north!
Straight up!
So we...
north side!
We watch it and we see, you know, I believe there was some type of injury he sustained, whether it was a shot or something. And
your dad or Ulysses S. Grant?
My dad was not shot live on the History Channel. Okay. It was reenacting of Ulysses. And Ulysses, and they show like some people like helping him over to the horse, and he gets up on the horse and rides off, and it was like maybe 8 seconds,
yeah.
And like in reality, you couldn't even tell it was my dad, sure. other than the fact that you like knew that my dad was supposed to be Ulysses S. Grant,
yeah,
because he looks like him,
right?
So, we saw him there for like 7 seconds, and then immediately turned the TV off.
Sounds exciting. And it's very apropos. It's very apropos that we're in Marion, because in Marion is Ulysses S. Grant Junior High. Did you know that?
You learn something new every day.
We could go there right now. I actually have walked by it before, and I always want to stop and get a picture like in front of it or something and send it to you and be like, this is named
Estelle
after your dad.
Estelle just played a basketball game over there.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, named after your dad, you know, tangentially. Speaking. So
Barry Meadows Junior High. Barry Meadows. Yeah, Barry Meadows.
Barry Meadows. Barry Clifford Meadows.
When I said it, I'm like, wait a second, is Barry Meadows like I was thinking like he's a famous singer or something.
That's Barry Manilow.
That's Barry Manilow. Okay, okay. There's also Meadows. Wasn't there an SNL skit with what's the dude? The black guy from 30 Rock.
The black guy from 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, Tracy Morgan. Didn't he have a thing in his he was like a zookeeper?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No clue.
Maybe you should talk, and...
we're going to fill time while Dan Googles it really quick.
I have never watched a single episode of 30 Rock.
Really?
Have you watched SNL?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's an SNL skit. It's not a 30 Rock skit.
Brian Fellows was his name.
Fellows.
Brian Fellows, Barry Meadows. It reminded me. And he'd always start off by, I'm Brian Fellows!
So... We've talked about him before, but Matt Neff always, now that you've said that, Matt Neff brings Brian Fellows up almost every time that he sees me. He's like, it's John Meadows! He does that same voice.
Great minds think alike.
Good to know where it comes from.
All right, so there we go. So we got all of that stuff out of the way. So here's the idea. LeBron James, last year, he even I will admit, he had some proving to do. And I would not look at him personally any less if they had lost to the Golden State Warriors than I do really today. I still view him as great, but what he did last year was so great, so amazing, that even Jason had to finally admit that LeBron had kind of elevated. And so a couple weeks ago, maybe it was last week, we went out to eat at Buffalo Wild Wings, the three of us. And there, we got Jason to admit that now the discussion is not LeBron Curry or LeBron Durant, but the discussion is now LeBron Jordan.
Okay, well, there's 1,000 different discussions, and it depends on how you want to frame the question.
Okay.
Because if you're gonna frame a question, if you're gonna start an NBA franchise right now, who do you take? Well, LeBron's, you know, he's got, what, 10 years,
sure.
maybe?
Yeah.
And he's probably past his prime at this point.
Sorry, just clearing my throat, getting ready.
If you're preparing someone for... If you want someone for the next 15, 20 years, you want a guy that's 19 years old that's going to carry your team...
So the discussion...
That's a different question.
That is not... And that's not the question. That's right. Not the discussion.
Right, but if you're saying, like, Curry or Durant or James, you can make a case for maybe some of those guys... if you're starting a franchise today. I'm not saying that those guys are better than LeBron James right now. I'm just saying that would be a potential scenario where you could say that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have the scenario, and it doesn't really equate to those guys. Well, it does if you say it like the best shooter. I think Durant and Curry are both better shooters than LeBron James.
Sure.
It's hard to argue that.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson's a better shooter than LeBron James.
Sure.
You know, so, I mean, how you frame the question.
Well, so it's not...
If you say worst free throw shooter, then yeah, LeBron James is a worse free throw shooter than those guys.
Okay, all right.
Frame the question. It depends how you frame the question.
So what I would like to hear you say...
What's the question?
Is, I want to ask you...
Yeah.
Who is or will be the greatest basketball player of all times, and then I will tell you why you're wrong.
So right now, currently...
Well, you're just setting me up on that.
Currently, greatest basketball player of all time is... You've already said this before. It's Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Michael Jordan.
So.
But I could also make it, like, once again, it depends on greatest and best, two different things. You can make an argument for Bill Russell being the greatest.
Because of the championships?
The championships, you know, the
I think we make today's discussion the best.
Because the greatest includes all of your accomplishments.
According to... Because you talk about championships and
all that stuff.
All-star games.
All that stuff. You know, Hall of Fame. Well, LeBron James isn't currently in the Hall of Fame. So, yeah, he might be one of the best players of all time. But if you write his, you know, you write out on a piece of paper everything that they've accomplished up until this point, you know, the list of Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell or, you know, some of those other guys, their list is going to be longer because they have a longer career.
Okay, so...
LeBron still has 10 more years left to play.
So greatest... So
in the next 10 years, LeBron could win 10 more championships. And if that happens, then he takes it over.
So greatest, in your mind, speaks to not only their accomplishments, but to the perception of them, of people around
them. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So let's not make the discussion greatest. Because,
like, if you translate it over to... like baseball, Babe Ruth is probably the greatest ever.
Yeah, but is he the best?
Is he the best? Because if you put Babe Ruth today, he might bat 220 with 20 home runs.
I disagree, but...
I'm just saying, it's an impossible thing to know.
You're right.
So greatest and best, two different things.
And when you're talking about eras, to know...
That's an impossible thing to say, too.
To know what would Wilt Chamberlain do today, it's really impossible to say.
Well, when Wilt Chamberlain... There's 2 7-footers in the league when Wilt was there.
Yeah.
And now every team has 2 7-footers.
Mm-hmm. But also, when you hear the things that Wilt Chamberlain could do, it makes me convinced he would dominate today.
He fathered 36,000 kids.
That's... Well, they do say that. Did you know that?
No.
That's the number.
36,000.
Yeah.
That's the number he puts out. Well, no. They don't...
Google it.
He potentially fathered 36,000
kids. Yes, potentially fathered 36,000 kids. So every home and every away game, he hooked up a lot.
Yeah. So that's an impressive
statistic. That might be why there's so many 7-footers in the league right now. We don't know.
Well, that's a discussion for another podcast. But, like, another like, not our podcast.
Just... Not Lower Road Radio. Just Google really quick. How many potential
kids... No, I'm not doing
that
right now. Because we're running out of time and we can't...
Oh my gosh.
You're doing this because you're good. I'm not going to let you do it. You're distracting the issue. I'm not going to let it happen. I'm here to negotiate. I'm here
mediate.
To mediate between you and John. So the discussion, because greatest speaks to perception, let's make the discussion the best basketball player of all time.
Okay.
Which you would say...
Michael Jordan.
Is Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And then is LeBron on your list?
Yeah.
What number?
See, that's the hard part because...
It's too bad you didn't know we were going to talk about this today. You could have been prepared.
When I laid down last night, I gave it like 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Like just right before I fell asleep. So I had some dreams about it.
Can I start on a... Just go. Here's what I'll say.
Yes.
I don't disagree with you that Michael Jordan is considered today the best or greatest or however you want to say it. Today he is considered that. And I don't concede that. But LeBron James is not done. And I think
the part that I struggle with because he's not done. It's a lot easier to look back and say those guys have finished their career. Now that Kobe's done, you can look back at Kobe and you can put him on a list somewhere. To put a current player on a list it fluctuates. Because if LeBron got hurt today and he never stepped on the court ever again,
he would still be on that list.
He would still be on that list. But who's the guy that the Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder?
Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente. He died in the prime of his career. And I think he's one of the best all-time baseball players. It's impossible to know, though, because he didn't finish out his career. You can look at some of the stuff he did on the field. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. He, on a rope, threw it from center field to home plate, you know, on a line drive. So fast and strong and all that stuff. That's what I'm saying is, you know, Tim Duncan is done with his career. You could put him on a list somewhere. You know, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all these guys are done with their career. Anybody today, Curry, it's hard to put him on a list. Mm-hmm. You know, because honestly, last year, you could make a case, I tried, that Curry is like the best current NBA player. Now, this year is not the case.
Yeah.
Last year, you could make that argument.
Well, last year, he was having the best season
that anybody had ever had.
As a, you could argue
as a pure shooter.
You could argue that Wilt had some better seasons. Well, he averaged yeah, well, 50 average, points.
Or Oscar Robertson averaging a triple-double.
So, but last year, he was having the best season. This year, Russell Westbrook is having the best season.
Right.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about, it's. Let's make it so, a simple.
So if you said the best player today, you could probably make a case for Russell Westbrook.
Today, on December 16th, 2016.
Or December 20th, or December 24th.
Okay. But the question is, so let's meld somewhere in between greatest and best, right? Somewhere in between there. Like, this is, whatever verbiage you want to use, it is universally accepted, Jordan is the best. I mean, everybody agrees that, and you agree with that. And now the discussion is no longer, is LeBron Curry or LeBron Durant, now the discussion is LeBron Jordan. That is the discussion.
Okay,
and so, you would say, by any of your measurables, that LeBron is not better than Jordan. He's not better than him, and he's not greater than him, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So LeBron, I will concede to you that Michael Jordan is a better scorer.
Yes.
He could ultimately score at will.
Yes.
However, he also had a much better team around him at all points of his career. LeBron has done more with less. In about the same amount of time, he's gone further in playoffs every time. Now, Jordan has more championships, but LeBron also hasn't ever lost in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan has several times. And people, and an argument you may have is that LeBron has lost more in the finals, which I understand is a valid argument, but he's been to more finals at the age he's at now than when Jordan was.
Okay, so you say that LeBron, he's won three championships, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
One in Cleveland, two in Miami.
Correct.
I could leverage to say that his championships in Miami, he had better players around him than Jordan had in Chicago. So you're saying that...
Who?
LeBron James.
I know. Who's the better?
Is Dwayne Wade better
Wade and Bosch and the surrounding cast is better than Jordan... With Pippen and his surrounding cast.
Dwayne Wade has been first team NBA once. You know how many times Scottie Pippen's been first team NBA?
Okay, first of all, Scottie Pippen is the most overrated player in NBA history.
According to?
Me.
Can you give me just some statistics?
Absolutely.
Why? Because Scottie Pippen has been first team NBA multiple times.
Yeah.
He was within one bucket of taking them to the playoffs by himself.
Not the playoffs, the finals.
That's what I meant to say, the finals. One bucket away from the year that Jordan left, the Bulls were one bucket away from the finals.
Because of Scottie Pippen.
Because of Scottie Pippen.
Listen, I'm telling you, I get what you're saying, but I think Scottie Pippen's better than you think he is. I think it's unfortunate for him.
Statistics show he was better than you think he is.
Even when Jordan wasn't there. I mean, because you could say, well, Jordan opened up a bunch of stuff for him. But even when Jordan wasn't there, and I would argue...
Well, because you could say that even when Jordan wasn't there, it's like Durant not in Oklahoma City, and now Westbrook's putting up better numbers.
Right. How many championships did Jordan win without Pippen?
How many did Pippen win without Jordan?
But here's the thing. The discussion is not, is Pippen better than Jordan? Everybody knows Jordan's better than Pippen. The discussion is LeBron and Jordan.
Right. Okay. So that's what I'm saying, is in Miami...
Mm-hmm.
I think LeBron had an excellent supporting cast. And the reason why he didn't win in Cleveland and the reason why he went to Miami is he feels like he couldn't have led that Cleveland team.
Okay.
He got close.
Yeah.
He went to the finals twice.
Yep.
Which is, I think, the most impressive thing a basketball player
those teams were that Mo Williams and Boobie Gibson and Anderson Varejao. Yeah. And, I mean, I give you, those teams were not good, and he carried those teams.
Yes.
And before LeBron left, I was the biggest LeBron fan. I loved him.
Yeah.
Hometown kid, staying here, the whole thing. Stuck his knife in the back of the Cleveland Cavaliers fans.
Right.
And I was done with him.
Yeah.
The way he left, how he left, the whole thing. The fact that he had to go to Miami to team up with three superstars to win a championship, and he couldn't do it on his own.
You're a very emotional person.
I am an emotional person.
Yeah.
But you're also a believer.
I am a believer.
I've heard that when someone tells you to believe. Don't you believe that when LeBron says he's sorry, he means it?
Yes, but I also feel like it wasn't genuine. Because he never really apologized.
Except when he did.
Yeah,
he did.
But listen.
Did you make any mistakes when you were 25?
I've got five kids to prove it. No, I don't know. I mean, this is stressful for me.
Well, I think it'd be good to separate because the reason I bring up your...
Okay, so here's the thing. If you just said, let's just make a top five list. I'm not saying greatest. I'm not saying best.
Top five.
Top five.
Jordan because one.
So in this top five category, mm-hmm. and let's shuffle these players around, I think Jordan is in the top five.
Okay.
Okay?
And we're just saying all-around basketball players.
Top five. Top five basketball players.
Okay, good.
I think LeBron James is in the top five. I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is in the top five. I think Wilt Chamberlain's in the top five. I think Magic Johnson's in the top five. I think Larry Bird's in the top five.
That's your top five?
I know. I'm at six. I think Oscar Robertson's in the top five. I think you can make an argument for any of these guys. Tim Duncan is in the top five.
Okay, but this is not about making an argument for any of these guys, like a hypothetical situation. This is about, basically, if you're shrinking that number, because, like, let's say that number turns from a top five to a Mount Rushmore. Jordan's still on it.
Well, Mount Rushmore is a whole different story.
Oh, shut up. So Jordan's still on it if you make it four. Jordan's still on it if you make it three. Jordan's still on it if you make it two. Jordan's still on it if you make it one because he's number one.
If you made a new logo, mm-hmm. it's Jerry West right now.
Yeah.
If you made a new...
Cabin Creek, West Virginia.
Okay. Jerry West is from West Virginia.
I love it. Yeah. I don't have any... I'm not anti-Jerry West.
How could you be?
Jerry, if you're listening, we're big fans.
Yeah, come on the podcast.
The logo,
yes.
Right? If they were to make a new NBA logo today, it would be Michael Jordan.
It'd be the Jumpman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely it would be.
So
LeBron hasn't reached that yet.
So, and to be fair, LeBron has always, his career has always been compared to Michael Jordan's.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan never had that same, he set the standard for what it's done.
That's true.
And it's not fair in this day and age. I mean, I understand, and I would say it would be Jumpman would be the logo. But LeBron is coming after arguably the second best player ever.
Because who would be the first?
LeBron is going to be the best.
How can he come off this? That doesn't...
He's coming
off of the first.
He's coming off the first, and he's going to dethrone him.
It's like, remember that movie, I think Tom Arnold, I'm My Own Grandpa?
Yeah.
He sang a song. Yeah. He comes in as number one? Defending number two.
Here's the thing. A really good debater knows how to throw you off of the issue. You know?
Yeah.
And this is... We won't let Jason do this. Tom Arnold with my own my grandpa. What we're talking about is... What John came here to prove today is that LeBron is better than Jordan. Period.
I don't think he is.
Let me give you a couple of stats and things as to why.
Okay.
LeBron is an all-around better basketball player. Michael Jordan may have been a better scorer, but LeBron is known consistently as a better passer and a better rebounder. I have the statistics here year to year.
You can't give statistics for passing.
Assists?
Okay, that's a different category.
It's passing to score.
No. Yeah, that's a type of pass.
Passing to score. passing being the key word.
Meaning you have somebody on your team that can actually score.
So,
like Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman.
Right.
Dennis Rodman never scored. He just rebounded.
Well, really?
Yeah, he scored 12 points a game.
So
for a big man, it's not bad.
I think
two of those are free throws, so he made 5 shots.
He was the most uncomfortable basketball player to ever watch.
Awkward.
Like, I mean, just like going down the court. It looks like he was learning how to run.
Well, he grew like 8 inches at age 22 years old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So I think he was awkward his whole life, just growing into it.
Jason does make a good point that there is, because I remember listening to actually Wayne Gretzky talking.
The great one.
Yeah, the great one about.
And he knows basketball. We know that Wayne Gretzky knows
basketball. It's a similar concept. Because then I heard Larry Bird talking about it too. About the making the pass that makes the assist.
Like
isn't there a statistic for that in hockey? Like a.
You get points based off if you get the pass that leads to the assist.
Right.
So if you are not the person who passed to the score, but the person before that gets a point.
Yeah.
You get a point for that.
Right.
So point guard passes it to shooting guard, passes it to center scores. You credit the point guard with something.
Yeah. So certainly John Stockton did like lots of that. You know what I mean? Like he knew that if he gave it to Hornacek, he was going to be at the perfect, you know, angle.
To give it to Carmelo
and put it in.
Right.
And so certainly, you know, that is a thing. I would say personally, you know, my opinion, and people who I think know a lot about basketball, because I listen to a lot of basketball podcasts, people, even Larry Bird, are very impressed with LeBron's passing. Like
LeBron is a better passer, but when you're starting to bring up stats, there's not a stat to prove that.
Yeah, but LeBron's a better passer.
LeBron's a better passer.
You said it.
LeBron
is a better rebounder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a better teammate.
No.
Why?
What stats do you have to prove that he's a better teammate? That doesn't make sense.
Well, considering that every team that he's ever played on, he's elevated all of the players that he works with statistically. He doesn't punch his teammates, which Michael Jordan was known to have done. Steve Kerr, they got into a...
That doesn't mean anything. That's
punching
subjective.
A teammate.
That's not... You can't prove anything a better teammate. Well, because LeBron... You could say that Jordan pushed those guys to make them better. That's why they won 6 championships, and they would have won 8 had he not quit to play baseball for 2 years in the prime of his career.
So you're saying the prime of Jordan's career was when he was 30 and 30?
The second set of championships?
Because the prime of Michael Jordan's career, most people would argue, was the year that they won 72, which was after he came back.
Right.
He was missing for 2 years. What I'm saying
is... Year and
a
half.
2 NBA seasons.
Season and a half.
That half season, he wasn't in basketball form. He's playing baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he only played 17 games that season.
I mean, that's nothing.
He killed it, though, a couple games.
I know, but you that doesn't even count. He wasn't even ready to play.
Okay.
I mean, even a guy who sat out for 2 years... Coming back and doing what he did in 17 games is amazing.
So the point of what I'm saying
is... With the number 45.
If that is his prime, which was when he was 31 and 32, those are the 2 years.
That's when he was in baseball.
31 was 94, 32 was 95. So the 94, 95, 95, 96 seasons, which was the season that they went 72 and 10, was the 95, 96
season. Was his first full season back.
Correct.
Yeah.
LeBron's 32 now.
Right.
Yeah, I think LeBron...
3 and 3 championships at 32.
Yeah. LeBron has...
More
okay,
conference
I'll say
finals.
This. LeBron has the chance to catch Jordan. I think that. I think LeBron has to have 3 championships in Cleveland. I think
3 more or 3 total?
3 total. So he has to win 2 more, which would give him a total of 5 to say, okay, now... I'm okay putting
5,
him.
And he would have had been to at least
he would have
8.
Been to a couple others, right?
Yeah,
more than Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes to 3
well,
more
not
finals,
8 more. I mean, 3 more than Jordan.
Yeah, because he was at he lost 1
well,
in Miami,
and
he lost 1. He's lost 2 in Cleveland. So he's been to 3. Like potentially he could have 6 now if he had won everyone he had been
right.
to.
Plus,
so if he won,
LeBron has been in the NBA. At a younger age,
LeBron would actually have 7 if he won everyone that he went to.
Because
he went to they were Eastern Conference champions in 2006, 2007.
Right, I forget about that one. Okay.
LeBron also has a four-year head start on Jordan, too.
Yeah.
You know, that he didn't have to go to college.
Do you feel like that's an advantage?
Oh, it's a huge advantage.
I won't argue that.
It's a huge advantage. And so, like, when you're talking about all-time numbers and stats and assists and points and all this stuff, like, your totals are going to be four seasons ahead of whatever Jordan
has. But the per-game totals, it would
Your averages should be similar.
I would say that they should be in favor of Jordan because he got to work himself out in the college. Like, those college numbers don't factor in.
I think you spend 1 year as your full-time paid professional job, you're going to get better. When you're in college, you still have responsibilities and classes and stuff that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You're not focused. It's not on basketball. You put Jordan, maybe just give Jordan 1 year in the NBA, LeBron James 1 year in the NBA to get his feet under him, to understand the game, to work on this 24/7, 365, because you're a paid professional getting paid millions of dollars to do so. It's year two, you're as good as your numbers are
going to be. So here's what I know so far. I know that LeBron's a better passer. I know that LeBron's a better rebounder. I know that Jordan is a better scorer. And I know an abstract argument, like who's a better teammate, depending on your view of the world and what makes people go, one could argue that LeBron is better, and one could argue that Jordan is
better. Well, because you could also say this.
The majority of people would argue that LeBron is better.
No. Listen. Okay, first of all, how old are you, John?
Oh, jeez.
28.
Okay. So, I mean, I've got a 10-year advantage on you, age-wise. I'm just saying I watched a little bit more basketball in the 80s and into the 90s, and that age of basketball was a different type of player. It was a different type of game. It was hard. I mean, you're coming off the Bad Boys at Detroit, you know, who Jordan had to punch his way through
to get
to the finals and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It took a Jordan mentality to get through Detroit to get to the championships. Whereas in today's world of the NBA players, they're giving each other hugs and high fives pre and post game. That never happened in the 80s. It never happened.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with
what I'm saying is, you're talking better teammate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So as a better teammate, what are you doing to push your players? You give the argument all the time about Allen Iverson saying, how am I going to make my teammates better by practicing?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Iverson, but you say, no, of course you're going to make your teammates better by going on the court, by performing, by teaching them, you know, by pushing them in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan pushed his teammates in practice.
Well, I'm sure LeBron does the same.
Not the same way.
But that's also subjective.
That is also subjective. But you can't argue. To me, you got to throw better teammate at the window.
Okay, so that's what I want to do. That's what I say. It's subjective. Let's throw that out the window. But I will say, on the tail end of that, you have been around for a little bit longer. You've worked for some different kind of leaders. I would say that Jordan is a micromanager and LeBron is not. Would you, as a person working in an environment, rather work for a micromanager? Because you've worked for micromanagers and you've worked for guys that give you some more freedom, you know, and give you a little bit more belief.
Yeah, but no, I'll tell you this, though. I believe this. I believe some people need micromanage and some people need space. I think whatever results you're trying to get, because you give people space and they'll take advantage of you.
I think the ceiling for the non-micromanager is higher as a leader.
It depends who those people are.
Well, that's...
Listen, you go to Walmart, and nothing against Walmart employees, but a Walmart employee is a different type of employee than the guy who works at National City Bank in a corporate office.
Yeah.
They're just different types of people.
Right.
And the guy inside a National City corporate office... probably give him some freedom to do whatever he needs
to
do.
Well, let's just assume...
And the guy that's pushing in the carts at Walmart, dude, you need to hurry up with the carts. You might need to push that guy a little bit more than you need to push the guy sitting in the corporate office.
Let's just assume if you've made it to the NBA, you're not a Walmart cart pusher.
I just feel bad. I don't mean to be bashing Walmart cart pushers.
Okay.
I used to push carts at Walmart. We all did at one time.
Nobody even asked you to. You weren't even getting paid for it.
I still do it sometimes.
It was weird.
They actually asked you to stop doing it.
Sir, please stop pushing the carts around.
Take my vest off. Could you please take my vest off?
Where'd you get that name back? It doesn't even look like you.
So, another argument that I have is that I know that you're, you know, a little upset about the way that he made his decision to go to Miami, but I would argue that LeBron is just a better person.
well, okay.
And I think your feelings are hurt, and I understand that. Mm. But to say that LeBron James is a terrible person is just
there are actually
absurd.
Some measurables for that.
And even comparing to Jordan, yeah. I mean, and I don't want to, you know, get into like a what's right versus wrong argument here, but
yeah.
LeBron's a better person. Basketball aside, he's a better person.
Okay, so how does that affect him as a player?
Because I think you need to get over the fact that he left
no, listen,
to go to Miami.
I have. When LeBron,
well, I don't think you have.
No, listen. When LeBron shouted, Cleveland! Like Rocky, at the you know, when they
right,
ran, this
yeah.
is for Cleveland!
You cried.
I cried.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm
yeah.
a crier. I cried.
Yeah.
I cried.
I cried.
And so
I teared up.
At that point,
I mean, I didn't ball. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, yeah. we're men.
Come on.
Jeez. At that point, at that point, I had forgiven LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay? And the whole idea of, like, what is it? Was it Missouri, the show me state?
Yeah.
You know, I felt like when LeBron came back, it's like, I need you to show me that you are who you say you are and that you can bring a championship to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. Mm-hmm. He delivered.
Yes.
I have forgiven him. I think he's a fine person. He donates lots of money to charity and sending kids to college and, you know, as far as we know, doesn't cheat on his significant other and everything
Gamble.
Else. What we don't know, but he probably doesn't gamble. But, you know, those things, I don't know. I mean, if you're talking, you know, I mean, because Wilt Chamberlain fathered 36,000 children.
No, potentially.
Potentially. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is you can't throw that in the argument of, oh, well, that doesn't, you can't put Wilt Chamberlain on a top five list because he potentially fathered 36,000 kids.
I will say that the better person argument.
Ty Cobb was an amazing baseball player. But he was an SOB, man. He was an awful person.
I've got an article I want you to read. That could be a myth. It's actually, he maybe wasn't as bad as you think
okay.
he is. Anyway, I will argue that the topic of better person actually should, not everything, should, I'm not saying it should be the end all of this discussion, but I do think it affects the way that LeBron plays. I think he's unselfish. I think personality-wise, he gets joy when other people succeed more than Jordan does. Jordan passed it to John Paxton because he knew John Paxton was going to make it and he wanted to win. LeBron passes it to Booby Gibson or whoever because he wants that for that person. And I think as if we're talking about leadership, and I think all of that actually does play a little bit into this, you know, because I think LeBron gets more joy out of a team game, and I think it has affected him, and I think he's learned, because my thing that was frustrating about LeBron was that when
he could take it to the rim every time
during crunch time,
yeah.
he was too unselfish and would make
right.
me mad. I'm like, dude, just flip and win this game. Like,
right.
you know, like, I understand what you're doing, but we need to win this game.
Right.
So just go to the hoop, you know. So
okay, I will say this. I think, I agree with that. I think LeBron James's potential has not even been touched.
But you also, in the same breath, have argued he's past his prime.
He's right there. I mean, these are his prime years. Statistically, like, most of the stats will tell you age 27 is the key year for most of the athletes, whether it's running back, wide receiver in the NFL, baseball player. You know, once you get over the 27 to 30, once you get over that year 30,
mm-hmm.
You just start to tail off.
That's why there's no boxers that are, like, over the
Not
age.
Just boxers.
And for what it's worth, just so everyone knows, that Michael Jordan won his first NBA championship when he was 27.
Yeah.
And LeBron James won his second.
When he was 27.
When he was 27. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, so let's...
That's what I'm saying. Age 27 to 30, those are your prime years. And you can prove that across the board in every sport. So what I'm saying is LeBron James is at his potential right now. And here's my point. Is I don't think LeBron James has reached his maximum potential. I think if every player played to their maximum... Like right now, Russell Westbrook is reaching his maximum potential. I don't think Russell Westbrook can play any better than he's playing right now.
Yeah.
He has reached his potential. I think Michael Jordan reached his potential. I think Michael Jordan played the best that he could play. He couldn't play any better.
Right.
But he delivered. I don't think LeBron James has played to his potential. And that's the frustrating part for me. And that's, you know, that's one of those things that you can't prove. I can't point to something and say this stat proves that. But when you just watch him play, you know that he can give more, that he can try more, that he can drive it to the rim, that he can do better free throws. You know, whatever those things are to make himself a better player, he hasn't reached that potential. If I think Kobe Bryant played to his potential.
Yeah.
I don't think Kobe Bryant could play any better than what he did.
I disagree.
I think Tim Duncan, you think he could play better?
I think he was a selfish player.
Whatever. I think Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, I think all these guys played to their potential. Mm-hmm. Tim Duncan played to his potential.
Yeah.
I think LeBron James is underperforming.
Yeah.
I think he's actually better than what he is. That's the frustrating part for me, is when I compare Michael Jordan to LeBron James, I put Michael Jordan better because he maxed out his potential. You know, that's the frustrating part. I think if you, all these LeBron lovers, which I'm not a LeBron hater. I mean, I'm right now slightly, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like a 7 LeBron. Like, John, you're like a 10 LeBron.
11.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, I am for LeBron. I'm not anti-LeBron. But the people that are 10 LeBrons, they look past the fact. It's like, he's the best ever. He could do this, this, and this. Yeah, he can do all that stuff, but he doesn't even reach what he's trying, what he could reach.
Last year, and John, I'm going to let you go next. Last year in the finals, those finals,
he stepped it up.
What LeBron did,
yeah,
it was the greatest, I think it was the greatest athletic accomplishment that I've ever seen in my life. He dominated the game in every facet. In a way that I've never seen anybody dominate before. It was, right. I think it was the greatest performance I've ever seen.
Which is part of the reason he won the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year Award, which he's won twice.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan's won once. I think that, I mean, I can't disagree with you that I think he hasn't reached his potential, but what's frustrating for me is I feel as though people who watched Jordan play, and I've gone back, and I know that I wasn't, you know, the same age that everyone was.
Mm-hmm.
What frustrates me most is people that lived and saw Jordan play can't take the Jordan glasses off to see that we are currently living in the day and age and era of watching who will eventually be the greatest NBA basketball player of all time. Right now, we have that luxury of watching that, and people that are not 10 on the LeBron scale are... in my mind, they're jaded. It's like watching the greatest performance of the history of something and being like, nah, I saw it 10 years ago and it was better, and it's not.
And your potential argument, I would agree with it, and I'm okay with it. You know,
here's my thing is, I would be willing to put LeBron James ahead of Michael Jordan had he been able to reach what he should be able to reach.
Man, I look at LeBron's career and I don't see, other than maybe the first Miami championship that he lost, I don't see one championship that he lost that I feel like, oh man, he just should have won that.
Listen, his last finals in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
he was awful down the stretch. Just flat out bad.
Yeah, he was depressed because Boobie Gibson was the best player on his team beside him. I think he looked around. That last game that he played...
He didn't even try.
No. That last game, he was sending a message. I remember it. It was the hardest passing I've ever seen in my life. And he was passing it to each one of his players. It's like he was sending a message to Dan Gilbert. And he's sending a message to Dan Gilbert saying, these are the players that you've given me. When I give them the ball, they don't make it. They're awful. They're horrible. They're awful. They're horrible. And I cannot do this by myself. And I think he was frustrated. And I think he was rightfully frustrated because they didn't put a good team around him like they did with Jordan. And then like he got with Miami, and now like he has with Cleveland.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can hold that against him. What I'm saying is, when I look at his career, I don't see one championship. Maybe the Dallas loss. Other than that, I don't see one that I'm like, he should have won that.
And just for statistical purposes, LeBron has a higher percentage across all statistics compared to Jordan in elimination games. So, like, I know that you'll say people make the argument that LeBron's not clutch. And I don't hear that argument. He has higher percentages in scoring, assisting, and rebounding than Jordan in elimination games. He came back from being down 3-1 in the NBA Finals. It's never happened before. He was rookie of the... I mean,
This year's different. That's what I'm saying. This last year, he stepped it up a notch. Had he played like he always played... They don't win. had he not taken it to the rim like he did,
yeah,
the best team in the regular season ever, according to the record, would have won the finals. The team that won 73 games would have won the whole thing had LeBron not put the team on his shoulders and carried it.
And I think LeBron beating that Warriors team is what should make everybody say...
To me, now he's in the argument.
Yeah.
Until that happened, he's not in the argument.
But we're having a discussion in which that did happen.
Yes. He's
that
in...
That did happen.
No, I understand. Now, it's up for debate.
Yeah.
Before...
Right.
It's not up for debate.
Okay.
Because he hadn't done it yet.
Right.
He did it with other all-star teams. Mm. He never carried a team.
I got
a feeling. I'm not saying the Michael Jordan carried those teams, but
he didn't.
They didn't win without him.
They didn't win without Pippen.
I know, but we're not same comparing thing. Pippen to Jordan.
Yeah, but they are.
But I think it would be valid to compare Pippen to Kyrie.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Pippen or Kyrie?
Kyrie,
ooh, you're an idiot. Man. Not me. Because you can put Pippen on the other team's best player. You're playing Clyde Drexler. Pippen, you take care of Clyde Drexler today on defense. You're not doing that with Kyrie.
For defensive purposes. Offensive
yeah,
purposes,
well, defense is half of the freaking game.
Depends what style offense you're playing.
Jeez.
And for what
if
it's
you're
worth,
Mark D'Antonio.
I'd still rather
also
have Pippen.
Mark D'Antonio.
Yeah.
Great coach. You know where he's from?
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Has he ever won a championship?
Mark D'Antonio?
I don't know.
The answer's no.
I think he was an assistant coach
on a US team.
Oh, speaking of,
you just gave me a great argument. Look at the coaching that each player has had, too.
Oh,
okay, yeah. First of all, that is an argument pro-Jordan and
Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
Greatest
LeBron James,
coach of all time in basketball.
Listen, they get dumbheads to coach LeBron.
And he wins.
Because LeBron can't play nice with any other coach. LeBron can't take instruction well.
That's not true.
That's not
no,
true.
No, it is true.
That's
LeBron
subjective.
Coaches himself.
Just let the record show that that is a subjective argument.
Subjective
argument.
Okay. So why'd you bring it up?
I'm saying to you that you people that say LeBron, you know, we don't disagree. LeBron has done more with less. This is another prime example that the coaching staff that Jordan had, you know, the ringiest, I know that's not a real word, but
sure,
the ringiest coach of all time was his coach.
Anybody that wants to argue that Tyronn
Lue
is a better coach than Phil Jackson?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Or David Blatt?
David Blatt was a joke.
What I'm saying is, it shows how bad of a person at the core LeBron James is. That he doesn't play nice with coaches.
He does play nice
he
with coaches.
He doesn't play nice with coaches.
An example?
They get dumbheads to go in there and coach him.
No.
Yes. Because if you brought in a real coach, it would hurt his feelings.
Okay, so they brought in David Blatt, and he didn't, and LeBron, but the reason LeBron didn't get along with him is because David Blatt is an...
International basketball coach.
Yeah, he's not an NBA basketball coach. And LeBron realized, like, what he's doing is ruining this team. He's smarter than every coach he's ever had.
Yeah, that's my point.
You can't hold that against him.
No,
it's
LeBron
argument.
No, listen. As a player, you do what the coach tells you to do. If they would have done what the coach told them to do, they probably would have won.
Which is interesting because Jordan was notorious for not following the triangle offense.
Well, because Jordan was good enough to pull
so
the team
is LeBron.
On
so is LeBron. Yeah, I think the coaching, if we're going to talk about coaching, that falls in LeBron's favor.
Would you, if you faced...
So I want to hear you say, knowing what you know right now, you can pick either LeBron at the start of his career or Jordan at the start of his career. Who would you rather? Knowing what everything that you know.
Okay, once again, variable factors, like what your team look like.
No.
All that stuff.
That's, you have to start your team
you're
based
GM
off.
And you're GM. Starting a team.
The choice is LeBron or Jordan.
And then you get to build a team around that person. Whatever team you want.
Are they coming out of college? Are they both coming
you're
out of high school?
You're getting them at the start of the career that they had.
Does Michael Jordan take 2 years out for baseball?
Yes. You get him at the career that he had.
No, see that...
You get him at the career that
you don't know that,
going
into it either, though.
But you know it right now.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is,
I'm telling you, you have a time machine. You've seen the future. Do you pick LeBron at the start of his career?
Well,
and only 15 seasons, two of which are terrible.
Yeah.
That you'd rather have 15 years with six rings versus potentially 25 with unlimited potential.
And I'll say this, and we're rounding, and I understand, we don't know what the championships are
going to be. Well, you know what you know now. That's what you just said.
Know what I'm saying?
No, we know exactly what their career was.
Okay.
I'll take six rings.
So you're going to take Jordan?
I'll take six rings.
You're going to say six rings.
The proof is in the pudding.
Proof is in the pudding. Six rings.
Yeah. You would rather have 25 years of mediocrity and three rings.
Mediocrity?
And I'm just saying, I want championships. It's all about the rings.
It's not mediocrity.
Mediocrity, I don't think, is the right word when you can say that there's been four MVPs, three finals MVP champions, 12 first team, and all-star every year since 2005.
Mediocre.
At best.
Here's what I think, moving the discussion, and we're rounding it down because we're hitting our time limit. You know, sometimes we're done
way over.
Well, we're in an hour 10.
This is a special episode.
It is a special episode.
Number 50!
I will say that I think that this discussion in 10 years...
is going to be completely
if
different.
If LeBron stays healthy, I believe that the second half of LeBron's career is going to be... I think as long as he still wants to play basketball, he has kept himself in the best physical shape of any basketball player maybe ever. Like, I was listening to a guy that's like in on his camp, and he spends something like $60,000 a year on his body. Like... His the people that he hires, like his personal chefs and his like workout people, and like every single thing that he puts in his body and every movement is calculated to like make him a peak performer physically. What he's at right now, like you see him out there on the court, it's amazing. Yeah. So
I agree. His physical being is the best ever. He's 6'8", can touch the top of the backboard, fast, strong, jump, the whole thing. And you compare his body to Michael Jordan's body, LeBron wins every single time. I give you that. What I'm saying is that driving force, the edge, that competitive nature Jordan has over LeBron, there's no debate over that. There's not even a debate. And so I just like that internal drive. I like that competitive edge. I like that he's punching his teammates, you know, because that's... If LeBron did that, LeBron would be the best ever. Period. No questions asked.
I disagree.
He doesn't have that.
If he were that player, I don't think he would elevate, because I think the way that LeBron plays elevates his teammates to be better. And I think that if he, in this day and age with social media and the attention that these players get, and I'm not saying
if LeBron James played like Russell Westbrook,
yeah, but
he would be the best ever.
But I don't know that many people are saying that Westbrook is a bad teammate. I think his teammates love him.
But it's competitive drive and that edge and all the other stuff. That's what I'm saying. I just don't see that.
I think
LeBron's
selfish.
On the sideline flipping a water bottle.
Here we go.
Michael Jordan never would have done that. Not in a million years.
No, he'd have just blown $20,000 at the casino after.
Because he's competitive.
Yeah, I think...
it's completely different.
I think, personally, like, because, I mean, this discussion has gone many different places, and there's lots of things you could talk about. But when you talk about, like, as a leader of men, I want LeBron as my... if I'm playing, you know, if I'm Scottie Pippen, and you say, okay, you can play with Jordan, or you can play with LeBron, I want to play with LeBron. Because I think he can get more out of... I think, ultimately... he can get more potential out of people than Jordan can, because I think he's more of an inspiring leader.
Okay, so I would say this, though. Last year in the finals, that Golden State team was what you're talking about. Old LeBron. Not selfish, passing the ball to each other, everybody, you know, working together as a team.
Other than Draymond.
Elevating each other, whatever.
Yeah.
And it took an effort out of LeBron James... that was Michael Jordan-esque, putting the team on his back and just making it happen is what made the difference.
Well, no, I don't know. It's possible that Kyrie Irving made the difference, because Kyrie Irving was not with them last year. And if you take Kyrie Irving off of that champion, off of that team last year, they don't win. I mean, LeBron realizes Kyrie's hot right now, and we're going to feed him until he's not hot anymore.
But we were just talking about
at least two of those games.
LeBron
that he
won
by
driving
himself.
It to the rim and making it happen.
There were times when he needed to do that, but he also knew
he never did.
This is Kyrie's moment, and I need to give it to Kyrie.
Well,
he did do that, and Jordan did not.
Who made half of those game-winning shots?
One pass is different than you get this quarter. This is your quarter.
Okay.
Or your game.
Listen, still at this point, one of the biggest arguments that you'll never convince me, never, well, two is, and you'll never be able to convince me of competitive edge drive, because it's just not there. But the second one is, it's hard to overcome the ring total. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron James, because right now there's unknowns. The unknown is how many more can LeBron get? That's an unknown.
Yeah.
We don't know that. And the other unknown, and you'll never know, is what would have happened had Jordan stayed. Some would argue maybe he would have won 4 or 5 and then never again because, you know, taking a break from basketball allowed him to come back and be stronger than ever, whatever. But we don't know what's going to happen. He easily could have won 8 in a row. Michael Jordan could have. In an era of basketball that a lot of people claim, I mean,
thinks the 90s was the best era of basketball. Nobody. The 80s, yes.
And you can't argue that he could have won because he didn't.
But you can't argue that LeBron James is going to win 6 more either and say that he's going to be one of the greatest of all time because you don't know.
I'm
we
not
don't
saying
know.
That. I'm saying
I know,
he
but
is
what
one
I'm saying
of the greatest.
Is, now. As of right now, the ring total is hard to overcome for me.
But
it
so
just is.
Just in, that's fine. You can say 6 rings, whatever. But
I don't honestly, I don't think LeBron has to have more than 6 to be better than Jordan.
When Jordan was 32, he didn't have 6. When Jordan was 32, he had 3. When LeBron's 32, he has 3. But if you want to say the ring total is what determines, you know, the best player of all time, that's fine. Scottie Pippen has as many rings as Jordan. So does Bob.
Dennis Rodman has more.
Cousy. Cozy?
Steve Cousy.
Cousy.
Cozy. Bob Cousy. Hey,
he played on those great Celtics.
Yeah,
he
John
was a great,
Havlicek,
really good
Tom
yeah,
Sanders,
those guys are awesome.
Casey Jones, Tom Hainson.
Robert Horry. Nobody would argue
all
that Robert Horry is better than...
But by your logic, they are.
No.
Ring total.
No.
Ring total.
Oh my gosh.
Which is it?
Ring totals play...
Sam Jones.
A difference.
Hey, Sam Jones was solid.
He's the best player ever. Behind Bill Russell.
Awkward pause.
I'm correcting my uncles.
Yes.
Listen, ring totals are not the only thing, but when you're comparing the greatest of all time, you have to have that in the conversation because...
At age 32, they're equal. At age 32,
well,
they're equal.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if we translate it over to football again... Tom Brady is greater than Dan Marino. Now, Dan Marino might have been a better purer passer, and he might have been a better leader of men, and he might have been a better whatever, but Tom Brady is a greater player. He just is. And a large part of that is because he's got multiple rings.
Because he has a better kicker.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's what it comes down to with Tom Brady.
No.
Yes, because if he had missed those kicks, they would have lost. And since he made them, they won. It's true.
At age 32, they have the same amount of rings.
That's a solid.
Listen,
argument.
I'm willing to
LeBron's
say that
been to more conference finals at age 32.
He also started younger too. He's had way more experience.
If you
LeBron
start
James
them at this,
is,
but that's not a good argument.
No,
because
it is.
If you
he's
start,
had more experience.
If
like you
start,
and I go start a brand new job
no,
that we know
let
nothing
me
about. And if I get a 4-year head start on you, I'm going to be better at that job than you.
Here's the thing. If you start, even if you don't include the years that LeBron played that he should have been in college, if you start at age 21 when Jordan came in, he still has more conference championships and conference finals. Because Jordan didn't make his first time out of the... He lost in the finals... When he was 25, when he was 26, well...
Eastern Conference Finals.
Eastern, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
There's some
the
really
way I have
bad
it.
Teams, too. Just like LeBron had some bad teams in Cleveland. some of those early Chicago teams,
sure,
they weren't nearly as good as his later teams.
Yeah, and LeBron took those teams
to the further finals.
To the finals.
Yeah, he took his bad teams further than Jordan took his bad teams.
You could, yeah. It doesn't mean anything. But
of course it doesn't.
No, listen.
Of course it doesn't.
No, once again, you're talking late 80s. This is you know, Celtics and Pistons, and the Eastern Conference was tough. It was really, really tough. In the 80s, every single finals had either the Celtics or the Lakers. The Celtics were amazing. The Pistons were amazing. Those Piston teams were unbelievable.
The Hawks were good, too.
The Hawks, they had some amazing teams in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. The Eastern Conference in the last decade has been garbage. Complete garbage.
Other than the team that LeBron was on.
You got LeBron's team and garbage. Yeah. It's hard to compare that. It just is.
It's like comparing ring counts.
It's hard to compare that.
It's hard to compare
it
that.
It is hard to compare.
Well, this is why we have the discussion, the debate. There is no winner. You know, you go from this discussion thinking what you want to think. I'd love to hear from people on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. You know, message us 805-991-7623 and let us know if you think you were – what we want to know is, were you swayed? Did this sway your
going
opinion?
Into the conversation, everybody has an opinion.
Yes.
You're either a Michael Jordan guy or you're a LeBron guy.
Right.
And did your view and opinion change – having listened to this?
That's what we want to know. How do you feel, John?
My views have not changed.
I feel like I left a good argument out there for everyone to form an opinion. Good. The problem is, no one will change their opinion. I don't think.
No, nobody will. Here's the thing. I totally agree with the argument that, yeah, I am older. I saw Jordan play. And the people that saw Oscar Robertson play, it's like, no, you don't understand. Oscar was amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never saw him play.
Yeah.
Like, he was the best, and I don't care what anybody says. Michael Jordan who? Right. Oscar's the man.
Yeah.
I get that. I never saw Oscar play,
and,
so.
And this generation, like, if you're in high school right now.
And you see LeBron, you're like, oh, dude, LeBron's the best. You know.
20 years when the next dude comes along, he'll never be as good as LeBron. There's an element of that.
That always happens, which is why we say Tom Brady right now is the best ever.
I don't say that. But
I say that. But, you know, 20 years ago, it was Joe Montana. And 20 years before that, it was Terry Bradshaw. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody has that new generation of, like, this is the best guy ever.
Yeah.
It's that's the way with everything. It's fads and trends, and a new restaurant pops up in town. It's like, dude, have you tried the wings over there? They're amazing. They're the best wings ever. It's like, no. Dude, have you ever been to the wing place that has been around for 100 years in Green Camp? Because they have the most amazing whatever.
So let me just, you know. So to wrap up your argument, the seal that you put on your argument is some people think wings are better at a new restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's basically what I'm saying.
No, I get it. No,
it's called distraction. Deflect.
I get it. No, that's good, man.
That's how I roll.
Yeah. No, well.
When I don't like the way things are going, I will shift on a dime. I will turn on a dime.
Here's what I'm thinking. Because
have you had the coffee at... like the Meijer gas station?
Best cup of coffee in the world. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So here's what I'm thinking. We're at an hour and 20. I think we might release this as episode 50 part A and 50 part B.
Oh, that's going to throw the numbers off.
What do you mean throw the numbers off?
It becomes 50, 51.
Yeah, we're already messed up with that stuff anyway.
Because episode 1 never released.
Yeah.
And was the first episode the Super Bowl preview?
I don't even remember. That was a long time ago.
Because it's not even labeled. Like, the first one on the list isn't labeled like episode 1 or...
Yeah, right.
Like, it says, like, Super Bowl preview or something. And then, like, the second one is episode 3.
Well, we'll talk about it. That's a discussion for another time. John, we always end with an 8-bit. Now, we've done...
it's December. We'll be doing...
Yeah, what's Christmas your favorite stuff? Christmas song that I might be able to find an 8-bit for?
You know, I think you may have already done it.
Yeah.
But what's the one that they sing duet on the Elf?
Yeah, Baby It's Cold Outside.
We couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which is unbelievable that that's not an 8-bit somewhere.
I searched for 30 seconds and it wasn't there. So
you gave it a good college try.
Yeah, it's like, that's all I can do. So you don't, any other songs?
Does the Germans quit when they bombed Pearl Harbor?
It doesn't have to be a Christmas song, because when this releases, it'll be past Christmas. So... right?
I don't know.
I don't
know. It's math.
It doesn't matter. What's a good song?
You put me on the spot.
You don't
I can't even come up with the song.
Do you like Christmas?
I do like Christmas.
You communist? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
He's like blown breakers at his house because he has so many Christmas lights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's Clark
Griswold. Do you go LED or do you have old fashioned?
Old fashioned.
Yeah.
3,500.
3,500 what?
Lights.
Lights.
Yeah.
Is your electric bill skyrocket?
I don't know. I haven't paid it.
Is this the first year you've done it?
Yes.
Okay. My kids asked me the other day, like, Daddy, why don't we have lights on the outside? I'm like,
Dan and I already committed to next year. I'm coming up, and I'm going to help elevate. He'll get me for a whole weekend to decorate his house.
Okay. I think it would be a lot of fun. I would like to do it, but my house, not his house.
Well, so...
You can drive past my house on the way home.
So what I was looking for is... because I thought along the lines of this discussion... you remember that song from Karate Kid? You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. That's what I was looking for, but I might not be able to find it. So who knows what's going to be playing in the background.
What about something like, what's the most random, just something out of the blue right now?
I don't know.
Like, what was, like, just Google on Google.
Okay.
See
if you can get a Bone Thugs and Harmony 8-bit song.
Okay. What's the Bone Thugs and Harmony song?
I couldn't even tell you.
Gangster's Paradise?
No. That's...
Yeah.
Google it.
Oh, gosh. Bone Thugs in Harmony.
Yeah.
Bone Thugs in Harmony. Wikipedia. We're going to find out what their good songs are.
See how many rings they have.
I think that's where we've left this, is that they...
they don't have any rings. Okay.
19.
Not a lot of bling.
Why don't you go to YouTube and look up Bone Thugs and Harmony 8-bit and just see whatever pops up.
Are you a fan of the rap music?
I've been known to listen to it.
You like the hip-hop?
The hip-hops and R&B.
Yes.
Yeah, that's almost all I listen to.
I'm not anti that.
Bone Thugs and Harmony... Wow, the problem is they have a song that's got a guy who's featured on it named 8-Bit Crooks, and that's throwing the whole thing off.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll find something.
We can something will play. In fact, I hear the music now.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
We're already faded out.
John, thank you so much for being here on our 50th episode.
Thank you guys for having me.
I hope it's everything that you dreamed it could be.
And more.
Okay. My fear was that it would kill the illusion. You're like, I'm never listening to that show again. These guys are idiots.
These guys, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Well, I already thought that.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you are enjoying your holiday season.
I love it.
We're on to New Year's. It's 2017. Yeah. All of that stuff. So
the NBA's getting ready to start.
For real.
For real.
For reals. All right. So this is Dan Owings signing off for Jason Owings and John Meadows, Johnny Meadows, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
I have to pee. bowl.
Okay, wait, real quick. Okay, John, just say bowl and then say bowl. In your head, you know what you're talking.
Cereal bowl or the animal?
Bowl.
Okay.
Bowl.
Okay, so
bowl. First one is on three. We're going to either say
Chicago or cereal.
Okay.
Wait. You got to do it again.
Okay, I don't remember what order I said it in.
Well,
then
how
would you answer?
No, I meant I'd have to hear it again.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
All right.
So you're
going to
say it in
and
whatever
we're
order.
We're going to either say, we're going to say 1, 2, 3,
Chicago.
Either Chicago or college.
Cereal. Not college.
College bowl.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Was the reference.
I got you. All right.
Chicago or college.
Gotcha.
Bowl.
1, 2, 3.
College. Okay.
Yeah.
Bowl.
1, 2, 3. College.
1, 2, 3.
I forgot.
Three,
Chicago.
Chicken. You forgot Chicago?
Forgot. I'm like,
fish.
What am I supposed to say?
Chicken.
What am I supposed to say? That's funny.
Bowl. Bowl.
It's bowl.
Ball.
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 I can
bowl.
Hear a difference when
bowl.
You guys say it. Say, you say one.
Okay. Bowl.
Cereal.
Yeah. Bowl.
Chicago.
Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hear it.
Bowl.
Chicago.
Ball.
Basketball.
Blah. Blah. All right, there it is.